Well, Philip, there are many books that deal with prayer. You know that as well as I do. But what makes your book, Philip, unique?
There are a lot of books on prayer, but I was surprised to find not many of them are very recent. I can think of Richard Foster's very fine book, but even that one's about 20 years old. And for something so universal and important as prayer, I was surprised to find there really hasn't been much done recently. One of the first things I did when I started working on this book was go to a library and just go through shelves and shelves of books. Most of them were old. The classic ones, the great books, were written at least 100 years ago. And then I went out and started interviewing ordinary Christians, and I found that their experience didn't really match up with those classics. People like Martin Luther, George Mueller talk about spending hours a day in prayer. When I started interviewing people, they would say they're lucky to spend 5 minutes a day in prayer. That kind of tickled my fancy. I thought, there's a need for something here, because you've got all these great books that have wonderful information, but yet it's not the kind of experience that people are having. So I started my own quest, asking the questions that I think people are already asking.
Well, in the writing of the book, then, how was your life changed or transformed or informed through the process of writing?
I did start with the kinds of questions that almost all Christians experience at one time or another. Does prayer change God? If God already knows everything, what difference does it make? What about unanswered prayers? What can we count on in prayers for physical healing, for example? And I try to deal with those. But to answer your question, I would have to say that the one thing that most changed my own perspective is to understand that prayer is a relationship. It's called keeping company with God. That's a phrase that I took from someone years ago that rang true with me. And what has changed in my life is that the life of prayer is much less compartmentalized for me. It's not just something I do 10 minutes, 15 minutes in the morning and then forget about. I try to make my day a day of prayer so that I am literally keeping company with God throughout the day, not just as a compartment that I deal with and forget about the rest of the day. In olden times, people would have church bells that would ring every hour on the hour, and those were a reminder for them to stop and pray, to integrate God into the rest of their lives. We don't have that so much anymore, so we have to do it on our own. But I would have to say that that process of keeping company with God is the thing that most affected me as I came away from this book.
On the whole idea of making my prayer life more satisfying, what do you recommend to your readers?
Well, for anything to be satisfying, we got to make it a priority. We happen to be talking during the week that the Olympics are showing on television, and I've interviewed some Olympic athletes. You hear the incredible training routine that they put on, the enormous effort that they undergo. That's true of any professional athlete. It's true of any great artist, any great musician. Anything that's worthwhile, that's satisfying, that's fulfilling, takes effort. And I think the same thing is true with prayer. There are some things that we can learn, that we can practice. There are some skills that we can develop. There are going to be frustrating times, just as anyone practicing a musical instrument or an athletic sport. The good thing, though, about prayer is that we're not the only ones who've ever tried it. A lot of people have done it over the years. We're not alone. There are a lot of helps. The Bible itself includes more than 150 prayers, 150 just in the Psalms alone. So we have practical helps that we can rely on to learn to pray. And I hope that this book is one more of those helps.